This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And a point of interest, if you can't hear us any other way because you don't have an affiliate near you, go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com and you will hear the show playing right now, right there, the live loop of the show. And that loop, after the show is over, starts over again with the show. Hour one, hour two, hour three, hour four. And it does that all day long until the next live show comes on again the following morning at 2 a.m. So there you go. Now you learned something. All right, and back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, after the fence-mending between Joe Biden and Monsieur Macron, how do you like the way you said it, Macron?
Yeah.
the phone call that was made, the French envoy is on his way back to the U.S. after being recalled.
Yes, so evidently something transpired, but I do have a quote here. Evidently, this was a joint statement given by the French and the American government saying that the two leaders had, quote, decided to open a process of in-depth consultations aimed at creating the conditions for ensuring confidence, unquote. Boy, that sounds like it's really going well.
That's a little bit of double talk because they're still ticked off about the fact that the United Kingdom and the U.S. Negotiated with Australia to build a nuclear-powered submarine for them so that they can put, maybe nuclear missiles on board?
Well, that's right. This all has to do, obviously, with the issues of China in the region.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But at the same time,
and they've threatened Australia, you might.
Oh, they big time.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know, what this goes to show is, you know, you still don't, you know, mistreat your allies.
No.
In such a way that you have to issue this ridiculous statement, sounding statement about ensuring confidence and this kind of thing. But you know, Captain, and with a little bit of humor here, did anybody tell Macron that, you know, you really can't question what Biden and the Biden people are doing because the adults are all now back in charge, you see? The adults are back, and so honestly, it's not Donald Trump and this kind of stuff, but I gotta tell you, it looks like, Captain, that another misstep by the Biden administration.
Of course.
That, again, seems to be failing on all these different fronts.
Yep. Now, the mainstream media right now is beginning to acknowledge the fact that Hunter Biden's laptop story is, in fact, genuine, drawing a marking color of shock, so to speak, meaning the New York Post, who wrote an editorial about this. It says, they mocked the story, and they said, color of shocked about the fact that the mainstream media is now believing that this Hunter Biden laptop is authentic and what's being found on it is authentic as well.
Right. And, of course, had they been a little bit, just a little bit more intrepid in terms of their reporting before, the American people might have had a lot more information about the election and about who they might be electing.
We can't have that.
Well, of course not. You see, because at that time, you had to bury that story. But now, of course, there's a lot of things in play here, I think. You've got Biden's star is falling so very, very quickly.
Yep.
He's cratering in the polls. So obviously, even some that are in total agreement with him policy-wise are seeing now maybe some openings here. And so suddenly, the story was true. Well, I thought that was all misinformation and more Republican kinds of dirty tricks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he's in the 30s in a couple of polls, but he also managed to get himself down in a Rasmussen poll to 43% now.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Well, that's because you can't hide it anymore.
No.
He can't hide in the basement. I guess he could hide in the basement of the White
House. No, they're not buying what he's selling anymore.
Well, no, and they're also seeing that he can't keep it together.
Well, let's talk about our favorite gal. You ready?
Yep.
Jen Psaki was pressed on whether or not Joe Biden had ever been to the southern border. Kyle, do you know the answer?
Well, not as president.
He's not been there as president at all, period, after he said, well, I'm going to send Vice President Harris along for a fact-finding tour. And where did she wind up?
Well, somewhere in Central America, I think.
No, she didn't. Yeah. She wound up at the military base.
Well, the military base.
Yeah, Fort Bliss, which is off the border. It's not on the border. She never went to the border.
No, she didn't. She was far away and then supposedly went to Central American countries in order to get to the root cause of migration.
They do not want to be seen on a border come hell or high water.
No. It's hard enough for Mayorkas to go there.
Yeah, well, we'll be talking about that little wonder boy when we come back because that's the next story up. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is the fastest growing radio program in the country you're listening to right now. Yep, 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 and yep. And hello to the folks in India and hello to the folks in Germany.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. You hear him on Mondays and Fridays, and to hear more of him, you can go to the undergroundusa.com website. And that's how you'll be able to chime in and hear what Frank Salvato's up to. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and Company, his MyPillow.com company. And by the way, if you want to buy some of those great MyPillow products, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the stuff that he's got on display there. And it says promo code, use promo code. Well, the promo code that you need to use is Captain. That's very simple. Captain, for anything that's there on the website that you want to buy. Now, they've got a special page. It says Radio Listener Specials. It's a logo link. It's got the big words on it, Radio Listener Specials. Click here. You click that, it opens up a page, and there's got to be 20 items or so, maybe a few more than that are there. And anything and everything you want, just ridiculously, insanely low prices. But to get them, you got to use the promo code, and the promo code to use is Captain. Now, if you want to call them and place an order that way, you can do that too. Ask any questions you want of them. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Remember, MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
As promised, little old Mr. Mayorkas. Now, the DHS secretary revealed that just 3% of the Afghan evacuees brought out of Afghanistan had those SIV visas, the special immigrant visas. In other words, we didn't bring the right people out.
Well, of course not. And I don't know, Captain, did he also blame the Trump administration for this in any way, shape, or form?
A little bit.
Maybe their fallback. Well, of course, But of course, Joe Biden had explained to us all that it was also very confusing and chaotic, and they didn't know what was going on over
there.
Yeah,
that's why the people were just outside hollering and showing their little SIV cards and all that stuff, and they couldn't get in past the other people. That's why they were doing that.
Right. Again, just the more evidence that the whole thing was botched from the very beginning. And those people that were supposed to get out, that did help us, that were entitled to be saved out of this, they weren't.
And the first part of the week, we had 28 more American Americans, hop on a plane and fly out along with some of the other folks. But we still got a whole bunch of people in country that we have not gotten out yet because of where they're located.
Well, that's right. And the one thing the Biden administration people want you to do is forget about the whole thing. Get it out of the news cycle and don't ask them about it anymore. That's what they're hoping. But, of course, we're not going to let that happen.
Yeah, and the Taliban, of course, are just going around and the people that they have on the list that they have, which thank you very much, Joe Biden, the people they have on the list are going around checking to see if they're there. And if they are, then they're killing selected members of the families.
Right. You got to wonder sometimes the shame factor. How is it possible? I mean, this, as you said, thank you very much, Joe Biden.
Right.
How is it possible for people in the Biden administration, let alone Joe Biden himself?
Wish I knew.
Yeah, to live with themselves with this.
All right. Well, let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's Jimmy from Lakeland.
How you doing, Jimmy?
I'm great. First thing off, yesterday I ordered my first pillow from Mike Lindell at My Pillows.
Great.
So I'm looking forward to it.
You're going
to
love it.
My wife's going to get a treat. I bought it for her.
Great.
With all this stuff with the Haitians, I thought I'd mention this. I live in an area where it's surrounded by blueberry fields.
Uh-huh.
And over the last few years, they'll bring in 10 busloads at a time of Latin American migrant workers to come in and pick the blueberries. But I started noticing this year that there were a lot of, I thought were just African-American people coming in to help them. And then I talked to a friend of mine whose father runs migrant worker programs. I mean, he helps move them around and work with them.
Right.
And he said, no, they weren't African-American. They were Haitians. And I said, Haitians? He goes, yeah. He said, majority of the migrant workers now were Haitians. And so when everything happened down there in Africa, I mean, everything happened down there in Texas around the bridge, and they found out that was all the Haitians, I was like, well, that explains why there's so many Haitian migrant workers now.
Sure. And the Haitians, by the way, the ones that are coming in here, they're not the ones coming from Haiti. They're the ones that left Haiti because of the big earthquake that they had and the subsequent problems that got out of Haiti, because they were moved out of Haiti into parts of Central and South America where they actually went to work, had some fairly decent jobs, and were making some money. They didn't come up here broke. They've got money with them, and they worked their way up through the system, and here they are.
Yeah, there's a pile of them. And not to forget that Hillary Clinton Foundation, a bunch of money that was supposed to be down in Haiti went missing. So, you know, wherever the Clintons have their fingers, things go wrong.
They do not like the Clintons in Haiti. I know that for sure. Yep.
Thank you for your time, Captain.
All right, thanks. You take care. Be safe. All right, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, yes, of course. Unfortunately, it's the same old story with a lot of this charitable contributions. When it comes to what happened in Haiti, we saw exactly what happened, yeah.
All right. Now, in response to the Haitian migrant surge, the Haitian migrants are leaving the border. And by the way, we've got problems on both borders, the northern border up along Canada and the southern border down along Mexico. And several congressmen yesterday were saying that our country and our borders are basically unguarded because we have to keep moving the CBP and the various people around to these different areas where the problem areas come in, and then they leave another area wide open.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, you know, we just passed the 20-year landmark of 9/11.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What happened prior to 9/11, of course, we never want to get into a position again where it would be so easy for terrorist elements to enter the country, and now we've made it literally, it's an open-door policy. Yep.
Now, there's some big news that's looming right now. The GOP is not on board for raising the debt limit, not at all, and the House just passed that by a straight party-line vote. And the government shutdown coming October the 1st is looming very strongly as we speak. So what do you suppose is going to happen there? A continuing resolution of some sort?
Well, that is typically what we've seen in the past, to have a continuing resolution. Nobody benefits from a government shutdown except sometimes for Democrats, but obviously I don't know that there's going to be a lot of a support across the nation to say, oh, yeah, go ahead and shut it down. I don't think people are looking for that. But we remember what happened last time it got shut down, Captain, under Obama. If you recall, I think people could not even see the Grand Canyon from the freeway or from the road, basically, because that was a national park and you couldn't look at it. It was that ridiculous.
Yeah, and you have to wonder a little bit about all of this because in years gone by, of course, the Cubans, they've still got the policy where if they get here and they get 2 feet on land, they're here.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. But that's the only country that's like that.
Well, that's right. And, of course, we continue to see the conditions in Cuba. And there was another ray of hope that was several months ago. The Biden administration didn't really do anything.
They did nothing.
That's right. That's exactly it.
They could have helped the Cubans, and they could have maybe made a difference and just pushed a little bit stronger against the Castros and might have gained a little bit more traction there on turning the country back to freedom-loving land, but they did nothing. Nothing.
Right. And why are we surprised? Here you have oppression in Cuba. We certainly have oppression in Afghanistan, the way that Joe Biden ended it all up, and nobody is talking about that. And so I'm not surprised at all.
We are.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, we are.
Well, but yeah, exactly. But again, it's like this was the perfect opportunity to loud the virtues of freedom.
Uh-huh.
But we're so busy, or a lot of these people are so busy downing the United States that they can't talk about its virtues.
Okay, we talked about crime being up a little while ago. I've got one here from Callie. Callie's in Birmingham, Alabama, saying, Captain, did you know murders are up 29% since 2020, the biggest bump since the records were kept? Yeah, we did. I was going to talk about that a little bit later, but thanks for chiming in there, Callie, and keep listening. Birmingham, Alabama. I wonder if she's an Alabama girl. What you think?
Yep, think so.
Roll Tide. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. And we're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week. Before any shots can be administered, though, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision, with third doses possibly being rolled out by the end of the week. And some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official has said that thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking a massive effort to send most of those migrants back to Haiti. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Having more customers to your business or website.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Walters. And by the way, armedamericanradio.org is his website. And when you go over there, you can find out how to hear his program. Many of these same stations that are carrying my show carry his show as well. On Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, live, 8 p.m. live, he has the Monster Cast all across the country. He's been on the air for about 11 or 12 years. And Mark and I are very good friends, and he's all about guns, all about your Second Amendment, and you can't go wrong by listening to Mark. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance, G-E-I-C-O. Now, GEICO's been saving money for people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 22 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, when you go to the website, GEICO.com, you'll be given a choice to get a rate quote there, right from the computer, from the website, or to get your agent involved, find out who your agent is and where they're at. You can get that address and that number, set up an appointment, and away you go. But if you choose to use the website, you will get a quote for your car or the truck that you're driving. In addition, they can give you coverage for the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV you've got. But if you really want to save money, you bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance together with your auto insurance, and you will save a boatload of money. It's that simple. So, the website is GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Go over there and see what you can do and see what they can do for you. I've been with them for going on 18 years, and so far the best auto insurance company I have ever done business with. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Massachusetts State Police Union is suing over the governor's vaccination mandate, saying that their union members don't want it.
Well, that's right. And also, there is a deadline in play that their attorney is talking about. That means that they can't negotiate any of the conditions of their employment if they have to meet this deadline, meaning that they would have to get their first shot essentially right away in order to comply with the deadline that they've set up. So of course it means that they can't actually have a negotiation in good faith according to their attorney. So we'll see how this plays out, but this is not an isolated incident, Captain. You have a lot of different groups, and some in law enforcement and some even in
well,
firefighting rescue service that are not wanting to get the vaccine.
The White House is at odds with the Pentagon over the military vaccine refusals and discharge status and what to do about it, because there are some at the Pentagon that want to discharge the people that refuse to get a vaccine. There are others that want to have court martials and reduce them in rank and send them to the brig.
Exactly, exactly. So this has become quite a divisive issue for sure. And again, I think a lot of people have the question, Captain, well, if people wear masks, is that the same thing if they're not vaccinated? Can people simply choose to wear a mask? And all that is fairly unclear, but these mandates, and certainly I don't know that that really is a thing, but these mandates clearly have to be figured out in some way using the court system.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll make another mandate on.
And I watched Fox News last night. They had a lieutenant colonel on who had had several combat tours, and he was retiring now because he wasn't going to get involved or caught up into the vaccine mandate. But the problem was that he just had enough time to retire, 20 years, and if he resigns his commission, he may not get his pension at all.
At all. Exactly right. And, you know, of course, there's many millions of people who have taken, had the vaccine from whatever source, Pfizer or Moderna, for example, and they've been fine. I think this transcends this. This goes beyond the efficacy of a vaccine per se. I think a lot of the consternation is with the mandates and even whether or not, for example, the chief executive can make such a mandate. And I think, again, that's why they're going through the OSHA regulations in order to try to make this happen. As we've heard, that it was somehow a workaround to a national vaccine mandate.
And Joe Biden met with some of his fellow Democrats, obviously Schumer and Pelosi, to discuss the $3.5 trillion plan that he's trying to get through. And the Dems are equally split right now as to what to do about this.
Well, right. Well, again, all the spending and throw that into the mix right now when we're trying to get...
People don't want it.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And what I think the administration should be focused on right now is getting people actually back to work, creating the environment where that's going to happen. Otherwise, Captain, I think we're going to see small business and restaurants, which are usually run on the very edge, basically, and certainly now even more so, that they're going to shut down.
Well, what do you hear this one? China's Evergrande collapse could put the brakes on China and the world's real estate boom.
Yes, exactly.
I talked with the real estate quarterback yesterday about this, Brandon Rimes, who we have on Wednesdays, and he said that it's definitely affecting things right now.
Well, right, that's right, and I think we're seeing that there's more fallout as well from the COVID-19 pandemic as a result of that as well.
Now, Mexico's President Andres Obrador is prodding the U.S., saying, enough talking, Joe. It's time to act on the migrant crisis.
Well, right. So, I mean, can you imagine, and especially, I think, is this the same Mexican president who talked about Joe Biden was the immigrant president, basically?
Yeah, well, he is.
Yeah, and so, again, so you see what the perception is, even is. Not only in the world, but especially in Mexico. So, of course, all we hear really from the Biden administration is talking. That being said, what are their actions, Captain? Their actions have been pretty much to open the borders.
Yeah. The Mormons, the Church of the Latter-day Saints, is going to require masks in their temples amid the COVID surge right now. That's a big switcheroony for them.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. That I don't know if that's a shadow of things to come in terms of the local churches that I'm aware of. They're not requiring masks, but people can wear masks if they so choose to do so. This is interesting. We'll see. I think, of course, they're looking at these different COVID cases in their different areas, I'm sure.
Yep.
So it may just be a precaution. It may go away.
Now, we just mentioned this a couple minutes ago, but right now it's up as a headline. The FDA has authorized a third dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for older Americans. Now, is this the group you said 65 and older?
I believe, yeah. It looks like 65 and over, also it could be also, as we understand, for immunocompromised persons or people that have a special need for that. This is going to be for Pfizer. It's not Johnson & Johnson or Moderna at this point. Now, the federal, FDA, the Food and Drug Administration's okayed it, but that's not the final thing. The CDC still has to have their advisory committee vote and then see how they move forward with that. We should hear something from what I've heard, perhaps by the weekend.
Yeah, and follow the money here, folks, because this is the one that Nancy Pelosi and her husband have got a lot of money sunk into Pfizer. I believe the Clintons do, too. Not sure about the Bidens. I haven't heard them mentioned in this, but I have heard the Clintons and Pelosi's name mentioned.
Yes, yeah, well.
And even Dr. Fauci, for that matter.
That's right. Dr. Fauci, the grand poobah of the Ministry of Science.
Yes, little Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, we'll see if Jeff appears in the chat room now with that.
With the duck.
That's right.
The monster duck.
That's right. Well, but again, you know, and people are just, they have, I think, sort of gone as far as they can go with Dr. Fauci because they know it's always going to change the next day or so, or somehow the goalposts would change.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, because the idea was get vaccinated, get back to normal. That's at least under Donald Trump. That's what I think Donald Trump was trying to accomplish when he said, hey, can we get a vaccine? No, it takes years and years to get a vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what we can do. So he did it. And then suddenly, we really can't be back to normal.
Well, it wasn't safe because they did it so quickly, this, that, and the other. That's what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden said. Well, I don't trust it because they threw this together real quickly, and this, that, and the other. But suddenly, they're suddenly back on taking it, even though it was developed quickly.
Exactly. Well, they were saying that for the campaign. That was all they did. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're coming back with another edition of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we're going to have Kathy take us to break. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, buddy, and this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Go on over there, stop by a Pilot and Flying J, find out why it is that we're talking about them, because they are the number one truck stop chain. And when it comes to giving you something back as a driver out there in the road, you join the Drivers Club, you'll find out what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to get started here. This is a song that will get you going, especially if you have seen the video.
Been with some beautiful girls.
God bless Texas. First he let the sun shine, then he let the water steep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. God bless Texas.
Oh, yeah. God bless Texas. That little Texas. Remember that song, Kyle?
I do, yes.
Remember the video?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Anybody seen that video knows what I'm talking about. All righty, folks. Well, we're going to get started here. Kyle, take it away with what's going on out west.
All right. Well, folks, we have a pretty clear map out in the west tonight, so that's good news if you're out across the highways and byways there. Looks like we're going to have some cool down, especially in the southwest and especially Southern California, from the essentially 100-degree heat. There was a fire, I think, nearby as well, Captain, yesterday, and you had the firefighters out there in literally in 100-degree heat and more like 130, 150 right when you're next to the fire. So they definitely were doing the yeoman's work on that as well. But again, folks, it looks like we got a pretty clear map, and that is a good thing. But we also want to make sure that we say hi to Richard the Marine tonight, who checked in. Also, Rock and Roll Chris up in Massachusetts as well.
Yeah, sorry, that wasn't rock and roll there, Chris, but I guess what? The video was worth it. All right. Well, let's talk. I'll talk a little bit more here. We've got some weather in the upper Midwest, and it's cold. All right. I can tell you that up there in Minnesota, especially up towards Duluth, you've got a frost warning tonight. That frost warning continues over across the northern part of Wisconsin, as well as down through the central part of Wisconsin, down towards Madison, the upper peninsula of Michigan, the Lake Michigan area. Blustery and cold as well. And we do have, moving down before I go a little bit further east, down in Texas, we've got some poor air quality around the Metroplex, around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And then down below San Antonio, headed towards the radio, got some bad air gunked up down there, too. Now, over the east side of Michigan, Detroit East and the central part of Michigan tonight, we've got rain and some flash flood watches and advisories. And right there on the Indiana-Michigan-Ohio line to the east on the Ohio Turnpike, I-80 and I-90, where they run together there, we've got rain takes us over not quite to Cleveland, but it looks like it might be going that way. And that there is some flood warning areas in there, too, so be advised of that. But now over in Pennsylvania, whole different story. East of Pittsburgh, about 50 miles or thereabouts, as well as down below on the West Virginia line, I-81 north, the whole state, rain, flood watches and warnings, the whole area. I-80 coming across, going up over Snowshoe, over to Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and over to the Jersey line. You've got rain, flood watches and warnings in many areas. I-84 over to Poughkeepsie, same thing, flood watches and warnings over that away, down into the mountains of Maryland and the northeastern corner of West Virginia. Same thing tonight with the weather that's over there. And then we do have, coming down into the Gulf of Mexico, we've got some really windy conditions from Big Bend, which is, well, now it's, sorry, they just moved the map on me, Kyle. Now it's down here to just north of Tampa, where it's going to be windy. Looks like one county up, Pasco County, all the way around to New Orleans, and then it picks up again over around Houston, down towards Galveston, and that's what's going to happen that way.
Exactly right, yes.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him and what he does, and thank you very much, thank you very much, thank you very much. All right, in the meantime, I do believe on the telephone line we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, so good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep, it is. I got lucky. All right, debt ceiling. Oh, debt ceiling, debt ceiling. I'm going to start with that because that was one of the last things we heard about last night. The GOP is absolutely not on board with raising the debt ceiling. And as a result, a government shutdown is looming on October the 1st. The debt limit showdown will be approaching. Obviously, we'll probably wind up with a continued resolution. What do you think?
We're going to have to raise it. Because we cannot default on any part of what we owe. Now, the big question is, what's going to be the bargaining chip? And I believe that we're going to, that's probably Mitch McConnell, going to turn around and say, we will do A, B, C, and D, and then you can have the debt ceiling raised. But the debt ceiling... we've already hit it. We hit it at the end of July. And if we don't raise it and we default, then, which we've never done before, our credit rating is destroyed. And then any other loans that we get from international lenders, if you will, the interest rates will be even higher. So we're in a very bad place. And the Democrats are actually putting us in a badder place with the spending bills, like this $3.5 trillion, which really isn't $3.5 trillion. It's closer to $6 trillion.
Correct.
So at some point, this thing ought to really become criminal. And I don't know when that is, if it hasn't happened already. It is criminal that government is spending the kind of money that government is spending. So Janet Yellen has been moving around money already, which I'm not sure where she's moving it. Because remember, we had, what, almost $1 trillion in one of the previous spending bills that went unspent?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently she's actually using some of that. I'm not sure she has the authority to do that.
No. Congress has to change that. She can't do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I think we're in a criminal situation here, personally, but then again... What do I know?
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, the website FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, see what it is she does, and we'll be right back with more after the top of the hour news.
This is Kyle Warner. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.